The big business news was the meltdown on Wall Street. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 24th day of February. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. There's speculation that the coronavirus might force mortgage rates lower. We could be on the cusp of a Target warehouse becoming unionized. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, best city in the U.S. to live and get a job and a home? Yep. Glass is making a comeback, and I'll share why. Those stories and more. Plus, Laura Kennard with business events in the Des Moines Metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, as always, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the Dow opened the day down by over 900 points, and while it tried to recover during the session, it didn't. The issue of the coronavirus that is now spreading outside of China, and experts believe it will have a major impact on the global economy. Factories in China are shut down. Events in Italy are canceled, all in an effort to curtail the virus. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said today that it's not ready to issue a pandemic alert. I'll have the numbers from Wall Street in just a bit. As coronavirus fears hit financial markets, U.S. bond yields are tanking, pushing mortgage rates that loosely follow the 10-year Treasury yield toward a four-year low. They could sink even further. The Mortgage Daily News reported today that aggressive lenders could be at 3.25%. On Friday, the rate was 3.42%. One thing to remember is that both mortgages and treasuries are feeling the impact of this panic. And that is pushing rates lower, but mortgages also become less valuable to investors if they get paid off too quickly. Payoffs or refis are surging right now. Applications to refinance a home loan are up by about 165% annually, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. However, mortgage applications to purchase a home have not been as strong. Why? It's due to the severe shortage of homes for sale. Builders, however, may be getting a boost, especially those putting up more affordable homes. Well, last week, about 50 workers at a Target warehouse facility in New Jersey rallied at a demonstration in support of unionizing the Perth Amboy location. The warehouse, referred to as a workflow center, would be the first Target location to unionize if the push to join the Service Employees International Union is successful. SEIU said workers at the facility have been discussing joining a union since last year. You know, finding a place to live with good-paying jobs and affordable housing is certainly a delicate balance. Many U.S. cities have one, or maybe they've got the other, with American families assuming that a city with decent wages will come with high housing costs. That can be a problem. But luckily, there are plenty of cities that offer the best of both worlds. Go Banking Rates looked at 50 cities across the United States to determine which U.S. cities have plenty of jobs and, yeah, cheap housing. The company analyzed factors like median listing price, typical market rent, and the unemployment rate. Go Banking Rates also looked at the labor force participation rate, median household income, and a livability score for each city. Livability is always scored out of a possible 100 points. Now, Texas has 12 cities on the list. Surprisingly, Florida is the second highest state with only 5 cities on the list. But the winner is much further north. It's Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The median list price for a home there is $162,500. Monthly market rate, $910. Unemployment rate is standing at 2.7%. Labor participation force is at 69.4%. And the median household income is $59,603. The livability score out of 100 comes in at 76. Congratulations, Cedar Rapids. Well, the growing backlash against single-use plastic bottles is fueling a resurgence in glass containers. Once the packaging kingpin for milk, ketchup, beer, and soft drinks, glass has been muscled aside by lighter, unbreakable materials like plastic and aluminum. Today, just 1% of U.S. soda comes in glass bottles. That's down from nearly 58% in 1975. And over the same period, plastic jumped to 32.5% from absolutely nothing. Now, mounting concern about the environmental impact of single-use plastic is dampening its appeal for some consumers. And that is prompting consumer goods companies like Nestle, PepsiCo, and Unilever to explore refillable packaging and alternative materials. And glassmakers see this as an opportunity to win back customers. A sign of hope is that the United States' first new glass container plant in 12 years, a $123 million facility, is being built by Arglass Yamahura LLC in Georgia. Glassmakers say their products, made from sand, by the way, are all natural, endlessly recyclable, and can be refilled many times. And glass is the only widely used food packaging material that the Food and Drug Administration deems as generally recognized as being safe, meaning it doesn't need pre-market approval. It also offers a longer shelf life for many foods and drink products because, well, it's less permeable than plastic. Stocks fell sharply today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunging by more than 1,000 points to end the day at 27,960. Why? Well, the number of coronavirus cases outside of China has surged, stoking fears of a prolonged global economic slowdown from the spreading virus. The S&P 500 lost 3.3% to close at 3225, and the NASDAQ shed 3.7% to end the day at 9221. The losses today, well, they wiped out the entire year of gains. This is what happens when the world's second largest economy virtually shuts down. Airline stocks Delta and American were both down by more than 7%, while United traded 4% lower. Shares of casino operators Las Vegas Sands and Wynn Resorts dropped at least 3.8% each. MGM Resorts slid by 4.7%. Chipmakers were also down broadly. Apple and its suppliers took a hit as well. Shares of the iPhone maker were down by 4.3%. Meanwhile, the legendary investor Warren Buffett said the coronavirus spread has softened up the U.S. economy, but noted it's still healthy, and added that he still recommends buying stocks for the long term. South Korea raised its coronavirus alert to the highest level over the weekend, with the latest spike in numbers bringing the total infected to more than 750, making it the country with the most cases outside of mainland China. Meanwhile, outside of Asia, Italy has been the worst affected country so far, with more than 130 reported cases and 3 deaths. Gold futures, they jumped by 1.5% to $1,674.50 an ounce and hit its highest level since January of 2013. Finally, there is this, an article that appeared in The Atlantic that tells us why so many of us have a lousy work-life balance. And that reason is the laptop. Really? Amanda Moll writes, quote, "An office used to be the thing that you went to for a certain number of hours a day. Now, work is an entire plane of existence," end quote. She says the culprit behind this dissolving work-life balance is not your smartphone, at least not that alone. Back in 2008, employers in the United States bought more laptop computers than desktops for the first time. Beyond the quick after-hours email checks, now common on smartphones, laptops allowed employees to dive into more complex work at all hours of the day, turning many people's whole life into an office. So you buying that? Yeah, maybe? Feeling it? Sure you are. Well, stay with us, because coming up next, Laura Kennard from Drake University and DMACC and the runway at Southridge joins me to chat it up about upcoming business events in the metro. Click ahead for more, and thanks for listening.